Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A heat advisory begins at noon today and continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Slight chance for storms today, otherwise mainly sunny. High temperatures reach up to 100. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, lows dip down to about 71. Mainly sunny tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms, high of 101. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 73.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson becomes the latest Republican to enter the 2026 race for Kansas governor. Seven Republicans have now announced their campaigns, while only one Democrat plans to run so far. The White House has reportedly unfroze more than $1 billion for summer education programming. The White House has not said whether it will unfreeze the rest of the $6 billion in federal funds for programs like English language learning. And members of Kansas Task Force One continue to help with search efforts in Texas. Sunday, field squads worked with canines and chainsaw teams to work with three targeted search areas. In Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. According to jail records, 37-year-old Cody Evan Garrett was booked into the Ellis County Jail on Friday at 4:39 a.m. on a requested charge of attempted second-degree murder for allegedly choking a family member. The requested charges on the booking report includes attempted second-degree murder, aggravated domestic battery, criminal threat, and criminal damage to property. Ellis County Sheriff Scott Braun said the case is still under investigation, and he said more information would be released at a later date. Strong winds pushed a semi off the road along I-70 late on Saturday night, seriously injuring a man who was sleeping in a sleeper cab. The Kansas Highway Patrol said the crash happened at around 11 p.m. near Exit 76, just south of U.S. Highway 40 in Gove County. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol report, a 2023 Volvo semi was heading west when a strong southwest wind forced the truck off of the highway and into a ditch. The driver, a 36-year-old man from California, was unable to regain control of the vehicle before it rolled. A 35-year-old passenger, also from California, was resting in the sleeper area when the crash occurred. He was taken to a local hospital with suspected serious injuries, and the crash remains under investigation. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have issued public health advisories due to blue-green algae. The water recreation season in Kansas officially runs from April 1st to October 31st, as do the harmful algae blooms response program's active operations. Kansans should remain vigilant while engaging in activities taking place in or on the water, such as swimming, boating, and fishing. A harmful algae bloom may look like foam, scum, or paint floating on the water and be colored blue, bright green, brown, or red. And blooms can develop rapidly, so if the water appears suspicious or if there's decaying algae on the shore, avoid contact and keep your dogs away. These toxins can be absorbed by ingestion, inhalation of aerosols, and even skin contact, and symptoms vary depending upon the type of exposure, like direct contact, ingestion, or inhalation, but can include rash, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, sore throat, and headache. If you or your pets come into contact with algae, you need to rinse the area with clean, fresh water. And suspected harmful algae bloom-related health incidents, whether human or animal, regardless of the season, should be reported as soon as possible at kdhe.ks.gov/1163. Pet owners should be aware that animals that swim in or drink water that's affected by a harmful algae bloom or who eat dry algae along the shore may become seriously ill or die. Active advisories include a watch status for Norton Lake, Keith Sebelius Reservoir in Norton County. A watch status means that a harmful algae bloom is possible and may be present. Advisories are lifted when cell densities and toxin concentrations dissipate to levels below the watch threshold. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment investigates publicly accessible bodies of water for blue-green algae when the agency receives reports of potential algae blooms in Kansas lakes. And based on credible field observation and sampling, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports on potential harmful conditions. For more information on blue-green algae and reporting potential harmful algae blooms, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov/HAB. The Kansas Department of Transportation is to begin a bridge repair project along I-70 in Ellis County this week. The crews will be making repairs to the undersides of the bridges carrying both eastbound and westbound I-70 over Old Highway 40 near Walker in Ellis County. And during the work, traffic on Old Highway 40 will be reduced to one lane and directed by a temporary traffic signal. Minor delays not exceeding 15 minutes may be possible. Intermittent lane closures will also be in effect on I-70 during the daylight hours, and lane closure information will be available on the Kansas Department of Transportation's Can Drive site and the Northwest Kansas Department of Transportation Facebook page and X pages. This work is expected to be completed by the end of September, conditions permitting. And for more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Engineer Kevin Zimmer at 785-261-6133. The Norton Police Department posted a warning on social media saying that the Norton Police Department has received a report regarding an unknown individual posting occupied houses in Norton for rent, and this individual is asking for a deposit before allowing the property to be viewed. The Norton Police are warning that the public that this is a scam, as a landlord will not ask you for a deposit to view a property. This post was displayed on Facebook Marketplace, and they want to urge the community to be extra cautious regarding suspicious requests. And they said do not hesitate to reach out to them at 785-877-5010 if you feel you may be getting scammed. In Nebraska news, on July 17th at approximately 1:45 p.m., Furnace County 911 received a report of a one-vehicle rollover with injuries near the intersection of Road 713 and Road 427 northwest of Beaver City. Deputies from the Furnace County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene along with Beaver City Fire and Rescue, Beaver City EMS, Phelps County Advanced Life Support, and Apollo MedFlight Nebraska. And upon arrival, responders located a 1994 Oldsmobile in the West Ditch with two occupants. The passenger sustained minor injuries, and the driver, identified as 22-year-old Cody M. Wells of Beaver City, suffered critical injuries and required extrication from the vehicle. Despite life-saving efforts by emergency personnel, Wells succumbed to his injuries before he could be airlifted from the scene. A preliminary investigation indicates that Wells was traveling southbound on Road 427 when he lost control of the vehicle, which left the roadway and rolled. Speed was determined to be a primary factor in the crash, although alcohol is not suspected, and neither occupant was wearing a seatbelt. 32-year-old Ember Bravo of Grand Island has been charged in Hall County Court with theft by unlawful taking, $1,500 to $4,999, for stealing hundreds of dollars from the nonprofit organization she was working for. According to the arrest affidavit, on May 30, 2025, Willow Rising reported that there were two cash deposits totaling $1,881 that were given to Bravo and the nonprofit organization's business manager that were never taken to the bank. A staff member reported that she sent emails and spreadsheets to Bravo and put the money in a safe in Bravo's office. And a Grand Island police officer said Willow Rising gave him the spreadsheet, which showed only 10 out of 12 deposits given to Bravo were taken to the bank. The affidavit said that in an interview with law enforcement, Bravo reported that she never received any amount of money that was less than what was reported on the spreadsheet and that it was deposited within a few days of receiving it. A warrant for Bravo's arrest was issued on Friday afternoon, though she is yet to be arrested. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on July 16th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Dale Jacobson, Andrew Black, Jim Miller, Gerald Jones, and Jason Jones, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the July 2nd, 2025 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the July 14, 2025 special City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there was one building permit presented for approval. NextTech intern Ella Burrows and Community Engagement Specialist Friday Otuya presented the city with their Smart Rural Communities road sign, and they also provided information on various programs and opportunities available through NextTech. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jason Jones to approve the 2026 travel and tourism budget. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. And a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the revised 2026 economic development budget. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. As part of Gerald Jones' report on old business regarding the relocation of the birdhouse siren, Electric Department Supervisor Logan Kieswetter reported that they are waiting on a box for the contactor switch and that it will be operational and ready to go. Regarding the impound lot, it was decided that Dale Jacobson and the mayor will have a discussion with the farmer and landowner to work out the situation of corn being planted on the city property. Concerning the alternate power source for City Hall, Logan stated that they will start working in the back feed next week. Gerald then stated that the mass notification system is still in the works and is making progress, and he also reported that the signage for the vacated street has been put up and is complete. Jason Jones reported on old business, saying that regarding the council room camera, Alex stated that she's been in contact with the city's IT director for assistance in order to help move the project forward. Water and Sewer Plant Supervisor Ken Anderson introduced the Water and Sewer Department intern Bryant Gilliam and new plant trainee Franklin Smith. And Electric Department Supervisor Logan Kieswetter reported on departmental activities and upcoming projects. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the mayor's appointment of Dale Engelbert to finish the unexpired term of the Ward 2 council position, with the term expiring January 2027. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0, and the oath of office was then given to Dale Engelbert. City Attorney Abigail Horn reported that she's still working on compiling a legislative update to provide to the council, and Police Chief Mitch Lowry introduced new officer Bree Johns, who just graduated from the academy. Mitch also gave a report from the chamber board meeting. Gerald Jones reported that the Public Safety Committee met and discussed the school zone on Highway 36 and the plan to move the radar signs into the school zone to use as additional signage. Additional topics discussed included putting in a sidewalk on the north side of Highway 36, the Prairie Hill Apartments, and the status of the current and potential property abatements. Gerald Jones scheduled a Public Safety Committee meeting at 4 p.m. on July 28th, and Andrew Black reported that the Finance Committee met and further discussed the 2026 budget, and he scheduled a Finance Committee meeting at 3 p.m. on August 11th. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to adopt Resolution 11-2025, which is a resolution of the City of Norton, Kansas, regarding the governing body's intent to levy a property tax exceeding the revenue neutral rate, And Andrew noted that this resolution sets the revenue neutral rate hearing for September 3, 2025 at 5:45 p.m. at the Norton City Hall. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. Jason Jones inquired about the status of the leak at the trailer court, and Andrew stated that he spoke with the owner a few weeks ago and they found some leaks, but they're still in the process of going trailer to trailer. Jason asked about the timeline for the Retire the Ride program, and Mitch stated that they started going door-to-door with their list of approximately 120 known properties with vehicles that would qualify. He said they will identify those that wish to participate and follow up with them to start the process, and the ones that don't want to participate will be turned over to and addressed by the code inspector. Jason asked about the status of the new speed bump by the high school, and Mitch stated that the speed bump has been feathered out some due to concern of the 5-mile-per-hour speed bump being a little excessive. The road is currently blocked with cones because they're waiting for the speed bump and 5-mile-per-hour signs to arrive and be posted. And Jason then stated that there will be a personnel committee meeting at 4 p.m. on July 31st. Dale Jacobson reported that the end-of-season pool hours will be as follows. During Fair Week, July 21st to the 26th, the pool will close at 4 p.m. On Wednesday, August 13th, it will close at 5 p.m. Thursday, August 14th, will be the last regular session day. The pool will be open on Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. on August 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. And August 24th will be the last day of the session. City Clerk Alex McKenna reported that the Parks Department is in the process of replacing some damaged sections and pieces of playground equipment at Elmwood Park. The electrical hookups at Elmwood Park are open and available for use during Fair Week. Tree limb pickup for the month of July is on the 25th. The city is in the process of obtaining quotes for replacement of the Washington Square roof next year, and the grandstand revitalization project is nearly complete. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve and accept the 2025-2026 Blue Cross Blue Shield Health and Dental Insurance renewal, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to set the hearing for amending the 2025 budget on August 6, 2025 at 5:45 p.m. at Norton City Hall, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jim Miller to set the hearing for the 2026 budget on September 3rd, 2025 at 5:55 p.m. at Norton City Hall, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve appropriating Ordinance 14 as a whole, and the motion carried. And the motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to adjourn. So the council adjourned at 6:47 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: it should be partly cloudy this morning, then sunny, with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, with highs around 100 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation today is 20%. For tonight, there'll be increasing clouds with a 30% chance of thunderstorms, and it should be humid with lows in the lower 70s and a southeast wind around 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, there'll be decreasing clouds and hot with highs around 100 and south winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, it should be mostly clear with lows in the lower 70s. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather, on Wednesday it should be mostly sunny with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and hot with highs in the upper 90s. On Thursday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon with highs in the lower 90s. On Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then clearing with highs in the lower 90s. On Saturday, should be mostly sunny and hot with highs in the upper 90s. And on Sunday, it should be sunny and hot with highs around 100. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it is 75 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is northeast at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.85. The dew point is 73 degrees. And the current visibility is 7 miles. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Trenton Kraxner of RoyalsReview.com/SB Nation joined 580 WIBW in Topeka on Thursday to discuss the Royals' second half of the season, and he's pretty optimistic about how their schedule takes shape.
This team could possibly make a run because they have the easiest schedule in the entire American League. Everything stacks their way, and I know there's a term that they like to use is tread water, and they've been just under 500 when their first half of the schedule is considerably harder than the second half finish. I mean, you still got sticks with the White Sox. The Braves aren't that good. The Nationals suck. They fired their manager and GM. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're facing some real bottom feeders here, and you're playing a lot of teams that's still in the race against you. You still have 6 or 7 with the Blue Jays, Boston, Minnesota, the Guardians, 6 with the Angels. You have a series at home with the Mariners. I mean, everything's right there for them to take. So I think if the offense can continue to stay lukewarm to get 3 or 4 runs a game and they don't trade Seth Lugo.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree. And I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.